Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Travis Hansen. He is a former NBA player turned entrepreneur. He is currently the CEO of Eddie HR, a technology company building HR software for small and mid-sized companies. Mr. Hansen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
And I equally appreciate your time, and thanks for coming out to be with us here today. So tell us, if you would, after a career in professional basketball, why did you decide to get into business?
Well, it wasn't easy, because playing basketball for a living is a dream come true, and something that I always wanted to do as a young kid, and, you know, pretending to do so in the driveway and counting down the clock, 3, 2, 1, trying to hit a game winner. And so to be able to play professional sports, and for as long as I did, was honestly a dream come true. And afterwards, like many professional athletes, you just don't know what to do. You know, it comes to an end for all of us at some point. So most athletes get into bells or medical device or agents or coaching. And I had the opportunity to meet with a good mentor and a good friend, Blake Roney, who started New Skin. And when I had the opportunity to sit down with him, he asked me, what are you going to do? What do you want to do? What do you, you know? And I said, well, I've got 5 kids and wife that I love who supported me. I really want to put them first. I don't want to travel every other week. So he said, well, if you want to be a good dad, if you get into coaching, they get out of school at 3 and coaching starts at 3 in college. And, you know, if you, you know, want to be a good dad, you should be there on the weekends. And so we talked through, you know, some of the stuff that I wanted to do personally, and being a good dad was number one on my list. And number two, I wanted to help people. And he said, which I'd never heard before, I think building businesses is one of the most charitable things you can do, because people need to feel needed and wanted. They need to be able to provide for their families. And so to create an opportunity for them to have a good place to work and be surrounded by good people, I think it's one of the most charitable things. And I was like, I was blown away. I never thought about business in that context. And so I was sold. I went deep down and learned everything I could do about business, and started reading more books than I ever had. And it's been a fun ride.
That is quite interesting, and interesting as well, in addition, how you came to realize that business would be a good fit for you and your goals. So that certainly is important for any current NBA player out there as well. Now, as someone that now runs multiple businesses, talk to us about how you evaluate new opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a slow process. I started off in, you know, Larry and I, my wife and I, started a foundation, and then we got into real estate, and then we got into fintech. I did some passive investing. And that was tough. I realized that I was going to get paid last, or maybe never get paid back, and had very little control over, you know, the operations or how things were run. And so I started my own stuff, and I was actually invested in the company, and the CEO just treated me poorly. You know, he walked in at 11 in the morning and left at 2, and we were all in there at 7 in the morning, staying until 7 because we were trying to, you know, build a great company, and we just cared more than he cared. And they thought beef jerky and mac and cheese in the break room was good leadership. And it was tough. I didn't like how they ran the business. I thought I could do it better. He actually kind of made a few comments about me starting my own business, like, good luck, but like, you know, you'll be back. And so I broke off and started FinTech and Tech 9, so Lyft Credit, Tech 9, now Eddie HR. And we evaluate opportunities, you know, kind of based on what we've learned so far, that I think entrepreneurs, it's easiest to get into a service business. You know, I think Lyft, we put up 250 grand and made 250 grand the first year. You know, SaaS and tech isn't like that. You're millions and millions of dollars into the hole before before you turn a profit. And so that can be overwhelming for a new entrepreneur. And so I think most entrepreneurs give themselves a easy swing first, and so they can hit a single. And so any type of service business, it has a big total available market, and you can have a better website, better customer service, and a little bit more modern feel, and maybe a little bit of differentiator. You'll win. You'll do really well if you just stay at it and persist and have the guts to do it. Eddie is our biggest one, so we kind of built up to having the confidence to take on something like a big SaaS play in the SMB market when we have competitors like Zenefits and Rippling and Bamboo HR, and so we just thought we could do it better. We thought we could have better customer service and a better product, but it's a ton of work. So evaluating opportunities is, you know, a lot depending on, you know, the market and what we want to do with our personal lives and goals we want to achieve. But in business in general, they all have the same problems. It's just depending on how big you want to go and how much you're willing to take on at the beginning.
I really appreciate the input there, as well as that from a personal perspective as well. That's always appreciated. Now, the most recent company you've started, as we mentioned in the leadoff, is Eddie HR. What made you want to start an HR software company?
Well, I don't know. You're like a former washed-up basketball player. What are you doing in tech, and what are you doing in HR? I think I'm the only former NBA player that's in tech and HR. And we did a ton of analysis. You know, Ryan Sagers and I, who's a good friend of mine and co-founder, we spent 7 months running analysis on what our next company should be, and we found that software in the HR space is typically unbundled. It's very fragmented. The needs of a small and medium business owner is so different. And so they typically need payroll, but they don't have, you know, $90,000 to pay an HR expert. And they don't have time to really streamline their operations and get out of filing cabinets and put everything in the cloud. The HR departments typically get the cool tools last. And so based on developments in technology, we thought we could build a much faster, easier, simpler product for the CEOs and their admins. And we could do it at a price where they could afford it and not be like Workday, where you have to spend $1 million a year to afford it. And so we found an opportunity. We did a ton of research and asked a ton of different owners, small, medium business owners, and met with them and found that they did want a product like this. So we went heads down and said, let's go, let's build it. And it's been awesome. It's been 3 years. We put on 400 companies, and we run that payroll for over 10,000 employees. And we've only been selling it for a year. So we're excited about our growth. We're excited about the future, and we got a great team.
Well, I'd say you've done awfully well in your first year in business, $250,000. That's quite impressive. Without a doubt, today we're joined by Mr. Travis Hansen. He's a former NBA player turned entrepreneur. He's currently the CEO of Eddie HR, a technology company building HR software for small and mid-sized companies. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, what are some of the most important things you've learned while building a software company?
Yeah, I mean, each business has their own challenges, and tech is no different. It's really hard to find software engineers. It's hard to find a great product team. But I think the most important thing I've learned is how important it is to have a technical co-founder. Someone that has the background that, you know, been in business 10 or 15 years and has a background in computer science and has worked with a lot of engineers to understand what works and what doesn't work, and a lot of software to understand how much to build and what not to build. So I'd say technical co-founder number one, and when building a tech company, number two, it's going to be 5 to 10 million in 5 to 10 years at least in order to be successful in tech. It's really expensive and takes a long time, and software is never done. You just build forever and ever and ever. And it's fun. It's really, really hard. It's probably the hardest business I've ever started, but it's very rewarding because you make the customer's life more efficient and easier. So those are a few things.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. Much appreciated. Now, lastly, what advice would you give to aspiring entrepreneurs out there listening to this podcast today? What would you like to share with those folks tuning in?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd sign up for Eddie HR. I think you need HR cloud software. I think put everything in the cloud, help streamline your operations. You can use Eddie for all your HR needs and consulting. We can help you understand how to fire and hire and onboard and really just streamline your handbook and all the different things that you need to do. But for advice for entrepreneurs, do it. Make sure you do the research that your business you want to start has margins. Make sure, you have the right capital and the right team. The right team is always this ongoing process. It's like building a basketball championship team. It's a lot more art than science. It's complicated. And it has personalities and different people. And so it's never complete. You have to continue to build that team and work to get an A-plus team. You're constantly recruiting. But, man, my advice would be just do it. And before you do it, just spend some time with mentors. Start where you can. I've had Blake Roney and Fraser Bullock and my dad and so many good people that have been in business that have helped me. And I ask questions. I'm humble and say, I'm a washed up basketball player. What would you do? Sometimes I use the phrase, if I was your son, what would you tell me to do? Or what business would you tell me to start? Or, here I am right now. Here's my business currently. What advice would you give your son if he was in this situation? And they start to look at you differently. They start to look at you like family, and they give you a lot more intimate advice. So mentors, start where you can. Start in your neighborhood or someone that's successful. Look them up on LinkedIn. Hit them up late at night. And they'll help you. If you find the right mentors, they'll help you. I've had guys that say, I can help you, but I want equity. That's not the right mentor. I've had other guys that say, I'll help you because I love it and I want to pass it on. I want to help other people. There's a great quote that a mentor shared that said, if you give a piece of crust, you get a loaf back. And those are the type of people you want to surround yourself with, the people that know if they give, they're going to get more back in their lives. And so mentors, and just do it.
I like it. I like it a lot. And I certainly like the approach when looking for a mentor and how you propose the questions there. Excellent. Excellent. And I can see a lot of great value in the response using that approach. Mr. Hansen, really appreciate your joining us here today. If you would, let us know where we can get more information online on Eddie HR. And I'm sure folks could probably be in touch from that same location.
EddieHR.com. Google us at Eddie HR and price quote, hit me up on LinkedIn, Travis Hansen, whatever is easier for you, and we'll take care of you.
And certainly appreciate that invitation. Again, folks, it is eddiehr.com. Mr. Hansen, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
You're the best. Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Our pleasure, Travis. We've been speaking with Travis Hansen, the CEO of Eddie HR, a technology company building HR software for small and mid-sized companies. And again, for all the information, visit EddieHR.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.